I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 535. I thought I was going to blow through Zelda. I was wrong. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hi.
Girl, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm salty, but that's okay. I'm gonna get over it.
Like a saltine cracker?
Yeah, I'm saltier than a saltine cracker.
Like a salt lick? Oh, God, that's very salty.
I'm salty. But I do bring all the deer to the yard. So, I mean, it balances when you think about it. I'm salty, they're cute, boom. I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. Because first I'm sweet, but then I'm salty.
Then you're sour. Then you salty.
Then I'm salty. One thing I'm not salty about is games. I love video games. I mean, I love games of all kind, board games too. Tabletop games, hell yeah. But video games, where my heart's at. And we got a shared topic to talk about this week.
And they're my favorite, usually.
Typically.
And it depends. Sometimes we get a little heated with our shared
because we have different topics. Of opinions. But that's okay that we get heated because we can bring our different opinions to the table and talk them out like rational adults. Because that's what rational adults do. We don't just, stab people. That's not rational. That's irrational.
No.
The shared topic this week is we're going to be talking about Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch. And I know that you talked a little bit about your early on experience with the game. I now have a Switch.
Yay! Welcome to the Switchdom!
I'm part of the Switchdom. And I have the game. So, I had to pop it in. I have questions. I have thoughts. I'm not deep into the game yet. I have some early on opinions that I want to share so you can correct and educate me and our listeners as I've started my Zelda journey. I want to preface this with the last Zelda game that I played through to completion was Twilight Princess.
Me too.
I have not played a Zelda game on my 3DS in a long time. I got the whatever the heck that was.
Force Watts.
The multiplayer one. We had four Links running around doing stuff.
Yes.
And I think that I played that for all of 15 minutes just because I didn't have multiplayers around me because I don't really have a lot of 3DS owners near me to play. And I got it because it was like a game that you got for free. One of the games you could get for free when Nintendo kind of made their bonk mistake with the 3DS setup. And so they made a bunch of people like ambassadors or whatever. And ambassadors, their makeup was like, we give you 5 games for free. And it had to be off of this list of games. And so that was one of them. And I was like, whatever. I'll get that. Because at the time, the only thing that I had was Rhythm Heaven. And an Animal Crossing game for my 3DS. Because otherwise, the only thing I was doing on my 3DS was Find Me and Puzzle Piece Collecting.
Hey. Find me ain't bad, though.
No, I'm not talking down about it. I'm just saying, it's what I had. Like, I don't have and did not have an extensive game collection on my 3DS. Because I mostly got it because I was jealous of all the freaking street passes you would get when we would go out.
Oh, man.
Especially
that is
E3.
The way to get
like,
people.
E3, you can just stand, you can literally just sit outside of the front door and just be like, boom, complete Find Me, like, 3 times. Outside the front door.
Some people just go to these cons and just sit and do street passing all day and don't do the convention.
That's what I'm saying. Like, easily done. So, we had talked about Zelda Breath of the Wild when you got your Switch and we're playing the game. And, you know, I had some questions about, you know, how did the game feel, because it is really the first open world Zelda game ever. And it is very deep. Like you said, when you jump into the game and you awaken as Link and you're, you know, noob central, you got 3 hearts, you got no stamina really, and you got tree bark. It's not even like a full limb as a weapon. It's barely a switch.
It's like a tree branch. They call them tree branches.
I know, but it's like a switch. It's not even like a full, like, you know,
you can't beat an ass with this type of stick.
You can't.
It
can't.
There's nothing to hit the ass with. It's like two little points and, like, yeah, it's really not.
You know it's
going to
snap on your first swing, so it's not even a switch. So you don't got no weapons, and you barely get any clothes. Like, you can mess up and walk right out of the revitalizing...
The Temple of Resurrection.
Yeah, your resurrection chamber. If you miss the 2 chests, which if you don't have your brightness turned up high enough, you might, you walk out of that chamber in just your underwear.
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing.
I think in my game, like, I picked up the shirt and the pants, but I was like, no, I'm walking into this world as naked as the day I was resurrected. So I did not put my clothes on right away. And then I think when you meet the lantern guy, because he doesn't reveal who he is at first when you meet him.
Yeah, we're like, gonna spoil like, that. So it's and not he's really like, a spoiler, because
you get
there like 30 minutes into the game.
But like, he was like, I hate to be forward, but aren't you cold? And I'm like, nah, dude, this is me and my natural. Like, I'm fine. And I was fine until, like, my first, like, encounter with, like, the bad guys, because, you know, at this point, you only have 3 hearts, so, like, you're a very baby Link, and they can all take you out in one good charged-up swipe, which they all do. You learn right away, maybe I should put my pants on. And then you
I
do.
I should at least put pants on if I'm gonna be adventuring out here.
Exactly. And so you learn quick. But, I mean, I love how the game gives you... It gives you everything you need. It's all there for you. Whether or not you are smart enough to find it and know how to properly utilize it, well, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's part of where I struggle in the game. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my kind of launch adventure into the game. Because I got a lot of questions, sis, and hopefully you can answer me. And if you can't, then some of you wonderful people listening to our podcast can. Because I did, you know, I followed the path because I watched a couple of different YouTubers start to play this game. I think the longest run that I watched was Game Grumps, and I think I watched into like their 13th or 15th episode, and I was like, yo, this is never going to stop. It's going to be like another Dark Souls run with them, so I'm going to have to like break off a minute, because at some point in time I might actually play the game, and I kind of want to do my own exploration and not follow somebody else's path
right.
when it comes to an open game. So that's where I stopped. But so I jumped in, I went down and met the lantern guy, I took his baked apple, I started walking towards the yellow blinking beacon on my nav, which the nav shows up is very reminiscent of the mapping system in Grand Theft Auto, which I thought was very interesting. You know, you've got a small circular hub and you can set waypoints. I like the fact that I can set multiple waypoint as well as beacons. So like if I find a place where I know that there's typically a merchant that's walking in that area, I can set a little symbol on the map so I know that that particular merchant is like here or in this general area. So you get 5 or 6 waypoint markers, and I use those to indicate where I saw shrines. You get your little Sheikah Slate, which is basically a Nintendo Switch.
It is. It completely 100% is. And I'm glad I'm not the only person who recognized that.
No. It's so blatant, but still cute, the way that they designed the Sheikah Slate, which is basically your fast pass to getting into shrines, finding towers, being able to survey the land. So it's kind of a mishmash of Grand Theft Auto's navigation for your open world with Assassin's Creed ways of synchronizing areas so you can have the layout of that area show up on your map. So you can identify points and parts and roads that you can travel, which is very interesting. Wandering merchants, you know, wandering side quests. I ended up doing a couple of side quests, but for the most part, I've stayed focused on the main quests. So I made the tower pop up. I solved my first dungeon. I got my bombs. I like bombs. I like dropping bombs.
Bombs are awesome.
Bombs are awesome.
And have you realized that you can use both bombs?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not something I came across until way later in the game, because I figured since they're both materializing from, you know, the Sheikah Slate, that you could only use one at a time.
Yeah.
Eventually, the world will present to you that there are multiple of these abilities that you'll have that you can use in tandem with other ones
and you'll
at the same
to.
Time.
Like, the bomb thing I realized right off the bat when they showed you the two bombs side by side as opposed to one tile that you have to switch between. I think if they had been one tile and I had to switch between, it would have been a while for me to figure it out. But I was like, why are they taking up two slates with these bombs? And I went, since those were all ability slates. And then I went, probably because I can use them at the same time.
Yep.
And so I did, the first thing I did was I threw a rolling bomb. And then I was like, now can I put down a brick one? I can!
Woohoo! Can. You
I was like,
can.
Okay, so that's going to open up some
You
stuff.
Can and you should.
Yeah.
Often.
So often. Especially after, like, around strong goblin thingies. I know they have a name, but Bokum or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. I like to blow them up. Like, the stronger ones, I usually will put a rolling bomb. I'll put a stop bomb. I'll lay that down, and then I'll put a rolling bomb, like, right next to it so that they're double bombs. And then I'll kite them out so they're coming towards that direction. And then I'll just light them both off. And they just go flying! It's my favorite thing. I like knocking them into the air, and I'm like, oh, do you have any life left? Nope, because you're disintegrating in the air. Awesome.
So wait, you so what? Can. How far in terms of your Sheikah Slate do you have unlocked now? Because I know we were talking offline, and at one point you're like, oh yeah, just did the freeze shrine. So do you have Cronus yet?
So I do. So there are different abilities that you get through the first initial shrines that you go through, and they're designed to basically give you the magical skills that you'll need in addition to your melee skills to really venture out into the world. And then it's kind of up to you which direction you go and, in all honesty, which shrines you go after that. But they force you to do all the shrines that are on the plateau to give you all those abilities. So I have the time stop ability. I have the freeze water ability. I have the magnetizing ability, and I have both bombs. That's what I have so
okay.
far.
Okay, all right, alrighty.
I captured my first horse. I named him Poquito.
Right now, I have Buttstall. I have, because I wanted Buttstallion, but they don't give you that many slots for names, which sucks. But I have Buttstall, and then I have Farts McGee, or Far McGee. So there's some rare horses you can get in the game. There are three that I've encountered right now that have really cool attributes to them. So spoiler alert, if you're not that far, but eventually you get a quest for the royal horse, because eventually at one point you're unlocking your memories. Because the thing about resurrection is, yeah, your body comes back, but you know, your hardwiring, your software, your cloud, it gets reset. So you have to put all your memories back in your cloud, so to speak. And there are certain areas all over the map that you can reclaim these memories that Zelda, through her Zelda magic, has it been able to, like, keep preserved for you. There's some weird holes in what her abilities allow her to do, but
look,
whatever.
The fact that you can put me to sleep and resurrect me, yeah, it takes 100 years, but you can do it. That, to me, signals you should totally be able to fuck Ganon up all by yourself. I don't understand why you even need me.
It's so...
You can resurrect the dead. Yeah.
Anyway, so you have to regain your memories. It's one of the main quests that you have. Now, mind you, there are side quests, down quests, left quests, right quests, main quests, like there's quests everywhere. You
this
walk
quest
into a
love,
place.
I ran into him. He tried to sell me some meat.
So, like, you could end up, like, just walk into town, talking to a dude, and it be the end of a quest that you have just never, like, locked in. Like, that's how you're stepping over quests by the end of it. One of the quests that you get is for this royal horse, and this old fucking dude, because remember, you've been asleep for 100 years, so, like, people have heard stories about you, but, like, most of your friends are, like, super old or dead and stuff. And this guy's like, yeah, so Zelda, the Princess Zelda, had this beautiful all-white horse. And people have been saying that there's like a horse that looks almost like it, like up this hill down the way. I'd love a picture of it. Or if you happen to tame it, I'd love to see it. So, of course, I was like, bitch, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that horse. And sure enough, I go to that hill. And there's that beautiful creamy McCream horse just trotting around. And it looks all little and meager, but oh my God, you have to have like 3 full circles of stamina or like food or tonics that replenish it so you can tame this bitch. And then when you get her, you got to soothe her the whole way back to the stable, because if you're not soothing her, she will buck you. And you're like, all right, I get it. Like, I know Zelda was kind of a firecracker and you're like a descendant of the fucking royal horse that you see in like 2 of the memories. But like, we don't have that type of relationship. Mm. You ain't royal no more. Like, you're not the horse. You're related to that horse, but you're not the horse. So like, pump your brakes, calm your titties. And then, of course, I get her and I get her back. And, like, she's one of the better horses. She doesn't have nearly as much stamina, but she's not bad. So, like, she was my first horse. Conquest number 1. Then there's a Ganon horse. Now, this horse is ridiculously big. Like, it's kind of funny when you find him because he's hanging around with all these, like, regular horses. And you can clearly tell that he's been eating his Wheaties. Because, like, he just big, he black, and he got, like, orange hair. And he's, like, the Ganon horse. And, like, you can't just run up to him and jump on him. Like, you got to stealth him because a back kick from him can kill you. And very much like the Royal Farts McGee horse, like, it takes, like, 3 full bars of, like, circles of stamina to get him. Now, you don't have to soothe him the whole time. He actually doesn't want you to soothe him that much. Like, you can soothe him once and, like, run for, like, 20 minutes and then soothe him again and you'll be fine. But, like, you can't pimp out that horse because he's such a big horse. And people, as you ride by, are like, that is a big horse. Like, everyone is calling, like, talk about horse shaming. Like, that's a big horse. Damn. It's like, hey, don't be judging my horse. Like, my horse ain't judging you.
Yo, your horse is big, though.
Like, yeah. Like, everyone's like, that's a depressive horse. You know, and, you know, like, the ladies.
About those who ride big horses.
Yeah, small penises. And they don't speak. No, but at that horse, like, he's got amazing stamina. So you want to get the Ganon horse if you can get the Ganon horse. Now, there's one last horse that I want to talk about because I'm really pissed about the fact that they put this horse in the game. Because he's literally, unless you have the Link Amiibos, which now I secretly want to have all of them. And not so secret. You could totally give them to me, friends and fam.
Is there a specific Link Amiibo or any Link Amiibo?
So currently all the Link Amiibos that have been made, because there are some that haven't been made yet, but they all have a bonus to them for Breath of the Wild, which I'm sure they put on the back end and not the front end.
So does that mean I need to open my collector's edition and take
which
out...
Which one you got?
I have the one from Twilight Princess, which is Link riding the wolf. Link is the wolf, I think.
I mean, I would double check.
Midna riding Link as the wolf.
But there are several Link Amiibos that when you use them with your Switch and or your Wii U, you get legendary armor and stuff, which are quite powerful. And you can only get them through having the Amiibo, which I didn't know. But that's neither here or there. But it's advantageous if you have them, which I don't, and now I do. But anyway, so the best, absolute best horse in the game that you can get is Espona. And you can only get Espona through one of the Amiibos, which kind of sucks.
Espona or Eponia?
Eponia. Whatever is his pony. Eponia. Whatever his pony's name
Eponia.
Is.
Eponia.
Disponia.
Eponia.
Spaghetti. My name's a Mario. Anyway, Link's horse is like the best horse. And you can only get it through having an Amiibo. But
which now Amiibo? Because now I need that Amiibo.
I don't know which Amiibo it is, but it's one of the Amiibos, and it's the only way you can get him, which really kind of sucks, because, like, he has unlimited stamina. I don't want to say he can't die, because horses can die. Yes! Oh!
What?
I'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to that in a minute. So, yeah, his horse is the best horse, but you can't get it through the Amiibo. Now, on certain nights, if you happen to be near a certain mountain, which I won't say what, it might randomly glow. I would suggest people check that out. Because there are these little rabbit blue things that when you hit them, they, like, fart out rupees. So, like, if you're low on money, you want to attack.
I've got no money because I went to one of the. I got no money. I don't. So I went to some shrine. I finished the shrine. It was like right across from the stable where you can like store your horses.
In most cases, you're gonna find shrines near stables because you can't fast travel to stables, but you can fast travel from shrines. So if you find a stable, there's like a 99.999% chance that you will find
a shrine nearby.
So that
was the first one because I was on the mission to go see Impa.
Uh-huh, yes.
So I passed the shrine and the stable. I got a horse. It was the smallest one of the group that was there, so that's why I named him Paquito.
Because he's tiny.
But Paquito and I are really good friends. You know, we've got a 75% bond, so I don't have to soothe him as often. He'll run for me now, mostly go in the direction I want. We're bonding. I made it to Impa's town and saw that there was a place selling clothes, because I was like, oh man, I need some better clothes than what I'm wearing, because I'm still wearing the stuff that I was resurrected with.
Went into the store. Upgrade.
Yeah, and I went to the store and they're like, yeah, here's this really good outfit for stealthing, which is like what I need, because I like to sneak up on sleeping goblins and shit and beat them to death. It's like, oh yeah, the shirt alone, 600 rupees. I'm like, 600 rupees? I got 0 rupees. How do I get rupees? What the hell? So I was getting ready to text you like, yo, what am I doing wrong? Because I got, like, no rupees.
How do I do this?
I got, like, no rupees. I need all the rupees. And I got no rupees. Because I need some clothes. I need some weapons that don't break as often. Because I be using skeletons' arms against them often. I didn't know how to throw away a weapon because you have a limited inventory. And there are characters that you can meet in the game to help you increase your inventory slots, which are super helpful when you find them. But right? I needed better weapons because I had a lot of level 2 things and they break really quickly. Like after 2 hits, they're pretty much done. And I had a claymore that was awesome that I wanted to pick up, but I couldn't figure out how to like drop a weapon because I still fumble with the controls a little bit. Really, my only issue with the Switch, and it's an issue with the Switch, and it's not so much an issue with the Switch as much as my wiring and my brain, is the Switch uses on the right controller, on the right Joy-Con, ABXY buttons, but they're in different positions than the ABXY buttons are on my Xbox controller. So it's difficult for me when I see it to like, oh, to do this, hit A. I go to hit A where I know it to be on my Xbox controller, and that's actually B on this controller.
Okay.
Because they're in different spots. So I accidentally threw away my claymore that was awesome when I meant to throw away something else. Because I thought I was picking something else when in fact I wasn't.
You weren't.
And I dropped it in the ocean. So there was like no going to get it. It wasn't like I dropped it like on a hill. I was on a cliff and I was like, no, that's gone. Yep. Yep. That was a 12 claymore and now it's in the ocean and I will never get it back. Because it's going down. So I'll just have to use this flaming goblin bat and try to forget that I ever had that claymore. I didn't. I don't. So for me, it's the wiring of remembering when I'm on the Switch, where the Switch buttons are. Because I expect like my action button to be the lower part of my foursome of buttons. And it's actually the top part. You know, so it's remapping for me and remembering, oh yeah, I need to have a weapon equipped in order to actually pull it out. Because if I don't have one equipped, when I go to hit the spank you button, Link's going to reach back there and then look at his hand like, what? There's nothing there. And then right. I have to run like a bitch.
I hate when he does that. Like, get your shit together, Link.
Right. Like any other game, like if I didn't have a weapon equipped, it would just default to whatever the next weapon in the inventory was. But no, I gotta run so I don't get hit, pause the game, open up the inventory, pick the damn weapon. Okay, now equip the damn weapon. Okay, now go back to the game and then give it a second to catch up with me before I can hit. So unpause the game, stop running, dodge to the right because the thing's gonna, you know, whatever was chasing me is gonna charge up and attack and still be in that direction. So charge to the right. And then wail on him.
All right. Let me get back to... So you need to find this hill. that has this glowing, and you can only see the glowing at night. I think the hill is Santori. So if you have you gotten through a lot of towers yet? Because you're going to need those for this map.
I have gotten through 2 towers from the initial tower.
All right. Because
I did the one to reveal where Impa's place was, and I did one to reveal the next section to the top left of where Impa's village was. Okay. So only, because again, I'm new into the game, so like I have 3 sections of the map that are visible.
Alrighty, so then
and they're all to the right of Calamity Ganon. So I'm not going I'm not going to the Darklands yet.
It might not be time yet.
It's not time. I know it's not time. It's not I only time got 4 yet. Hearts. I got 4 hearts. I got no legendary beasts.
Okay.
I keep getting chased down by the little Tachikomas of Doom. I tried to climb a mountain, didn't realize it was a Tachikoma of Doom up there, and he just lit my ass up and I died. I don't appreciate having every place that I died marked on the map.
It does like to tell
forever.
You.
Forever. I hate that. I'm like, oh, that's a red X. What's there? Oh, I died there. I died there. And then when you mouse over it, it's like, RIP, Link. I'm like, fuck you. You ain't gotta tell me I died there. I know I died. You ain't
gotta tell memories, me. Man.
Why the map gotta remember I died? Me. You ain't gotta tell nobody. People don't need to know that I messed up and I died because I didn't know how to pull my weapon out right because I tried to go into a knife fight with a switch. You ain't gotta tell me. That's rude.
You're so rude.
Map just be rude. Be like, you died here. You died here twice. You didn't learn. And you died here again.
Like, your mommy watched you die here.
Like, we all gonna watch you die. Look, you died here like 4 times. You should just stay out of this area.
I think Santori is, I want to say it's close to the first, in the first 2 tower areas. So you might be able to see the tower I'm talking, the hill that I'm talking about. But you need to go there at night and it's got to be glowing, which is very random. It doesn't always happen. But if you find that, there's a shrine actually on the hill. So as you climb up the hill, if you find that shrine, then you could just like teleport pew, 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 pew. Randomly every night to check if it's glowing. And like you get like a little like musical cue too, like a and when you get to the top of the hill, there's a whole bunch of these. I've been calling them like bunny rupees, so burpees.
Burpees.
And they're all hopping and they're blue, and then in the middle of them is this giant blue horsey unicorn blurpy. And it's got like 3 eyes.
Is it a blurpy?
Sort of. Like, it's a mythical thing you can ride. So, like, take, like, a female deer with, like, stag horns, though, because he's got, like, horns. He's, like, blue. He's got 3 eyeballs. So, like, no. Take the thing from Princess Mononoke, the forest spirit.
Yeah.
Make him blue. Give him 3 eyes, get rid of the rest of his facial features, and, like, make him, like he got a blur filter on, and his beauty filter's, like, cranked up to, like, 7. And that's what it looks like. And, like, you can't just run up to him and, like, jump on him, because, you know, that ain't happening. So, like, you gotta be wearing your sneak gear, you gotta have, like, 2 circles of, like, stamina, you gotta eat some sneaky mushrooms, like, you're doing a whole lot of sneaking to get him. And then when you do get him and you manage to tame him, you can't register him. So, like, what? You do all this work to get him, but you can't keep him because you bring him to a stable and all the stable people are like, man, that horse is effing cursed. Do not bring him over here. Like, that, no. Like, apparently there's lore about the Lord of the Mountain. That's what he's called. As long as you have him, like, as long as you're on him, he has unlimited stamina. Like, he doesn't even get the spurs. Like, he cannot deplete in stamina. And he can run super fast. But if you off him too long, he'll disappear and go back to his mountain. So I was like, bitch, why you give me such an awesome animal and not let me keep him? You make me do all this stuff. I can't keep him. Why?
That's a damn shame.
It's a day. Ain't that a bitch?
So basically, if you get the horse, you have to always, always be on that horse.
Either always be riding him. Or if you're going to get off of him to pick something, you make sure he's right with you. Because if he even looks a different direction, he might poof out of existence. There's so much going on in this game. Like, there's so much to get involved in. Like, I'm really in a collector's mood right now. Like, I'm about 40 shrines away. I think, actually, no, 38. I'm, like, 38 shrines away from having all the shrines.
That's a lot of shrines. I've done, there's like, 108.
There's 120 shrines.
That's a, and then I need a map. I need a map for the shrines. I need a map for the shrines.
You can find it. IGN did all the work for you if you want them. But yeah, there's 120 shrines. And then if you want all the inventory space, you got to get Korok seeds. Have you met the Korok yet?
I've given the Korok a seed so I could open up my weapon one. Because I only have one seed.
They're not 100 in the game.
I found a little thing around the corner that gave me another seed. And I went back and I was like, okay, I want to do my inventory even more. It's like, you need two seeds for that. I'm like, yo, this inflation's a bitch.
Because there's 900 of them. 900 seeds.
What?
Yeah, they're 900. There's 900.
Yo. Yeah.
Most of the end game stuff, like if you're a collector, like after you unlock all the divine beasts, which we haven't even really talked about yet, that's when you could, at that stage, go after Ganon and, like, beat the game. I don't recommend that because a really skilled player could probably get all the divine beasts when only having about 5 hearts. And you're going to want more hearts than that. Like, a fuck ton. And you're going to want a lot of stamina, too. And shit, like, take your time. Get all the shit. Look, don't get all the shit, but get enough shit to take out Ganon because he's not easy. Neither are the Divine Beasts, which now I want to talk a little bit about. Because I'm imagining you have not even opened up the main quest to... Okay. Well, when you talk to Impa, Impa's going to be like, hey, now
I
here's
talk to Impa.
All right, so she's all like, you got to restore your memories. Because she's the one who initiates the, you know, Zelda stored about like 12 fucking memories on your Sheikah slate. You should go to these places and restore your memory. And then at the same time, she's like, also, we should probably get the Divine Beasts because you're going to need their help.
Yep.
And, like, each of the four main areas, the Zora Domain and the Goro, the Gorgon or Goron,
Gordo,
and then the Grotto or Gerudo. That's going to be a fun quest for you to get in there, because to get into the main city, because it's, like, a whole female tribe, like, no men allowed, like, legitly no men allowed. So, like, Link cannot just roll up into Gerudo Town looking like Link. You got to find you some girl clothes.
I don't got no rupees.
You don't need rupees to get your girl clothes. But it's fun. Like, I love how open Nintendo has made this universe and how taboo-y things are, like, not so taboo-y, or, like, they're kind of, like, they're poking fun at it. But there's so much to go on. My strong recommendations would clearly be, when you're going through the main quests, that you definitely want to get one or two of the divine beasts restored first. Because the great thing about solving those puzzles, and it's a puzzle within a puzzle, so there are these giant mecha, which I think I talked about when I first told you about my experience. There are these four giant mecha that have been corrupted by Calamity Ganon because he just contaminates everything.
Yep.
And it's your... Wouldn't with be your a Sheikah Calamity slate,
any other way.
But you have the power as the Hylian Guardian to, you know, go into these divine beasts and purge all the calamity and, like, restore the divine beasts back to their normal state. And how you do that is, one, you have to go through, like, these little mini quick time event things where you get their shields down and then you're able to enter them. Once you're inside of the beasts, you have to find their maps, which the guardian of each of the divine beasts who's been slain for 100 years, their spirits are still hanging around. So ghosts are real! And they tell you how to find the map. And then once you have that map in your Sheikah slate, you actually have the ability to shift the divine beast. Like, you can make it move its body all the way to the right or all the way to the left. Or you can, like, make it shift itself upwards or downwards. If you are motion sick or get motion sickness easy, these puzzles are going to hurt you. I threw up twice during the Naboris, which is the camel out in the desert. Naboris can suck my big fat dick. It was a pain in the ass to do. I was getting frustrated. Like, this game will bring you through all of the ranges of emotions. So if you don't think you have an emotion, play this game, because I'm sure this game will help you find it. But I mean, I would not gorge on Doritos while doing a lot of these puzzles, because like I said, they are motion. Like, you are moving and shifting the inside of these things, and it can affect you if you're sensitive. I would also say, oh, so you haven't even hit a blood moon yet. See, there's so much to this game. Blood moons, be careful. I'd actually think for you, since you're still fairly early in the game, you might not encounter one yet, but they will rape your Christmas. They are not
no,
fun.
No, I sat at a fire for the first time, and Zelda warned me about blood moons.
So anything that you've
experienced one, and I sat at a fire that looked like it had a pot on it, but it didn't let me cook. It was just like, just sit, and what time do you want to sit till?
Yeah, no. So what you guys, you gotta think with some logic here, bro.
I had stuff to make food. I had stuff in my pot thing.
So you had a pot, right? Was there fire underneath the pot?
Yeah, there was fire underneath the pot, but it would only let me sit at it.
No, because you gotta go into your inventory. You gotta hold the shit you want to cook, and then walk over to the pot and be like, press A to cook.
No, I had the shit in my inventory. Okay.
No, you gotta be holding it in your hand.
No, see, that's just silly. Game gotta tell me that kind of shit. Okay? I'm like,
no, you gotta find that shit out. Breath of the Wild.
I got like all these mushrooms. I got all these herbs and mushrooms and raw meat. Cause I be shooting freaking.
That's smart. Birds. Shoot all the deer. Shoot the deer, the birds.
Shoot
the moose.
Like I
would shoot. You can shoot the bear. Shoot the bear a lot of times.
I shot a squirrel. I felt bad about it, but then I didn't. Because it came out to, like, good meat. So, like, I had all this raw meat. And I'm like, well, this shit ain't gonna let me cook. I'm just gonna eat the raw meat then. So,
You can eat it, but yeah. No. But all in all,
I didn't know. I told you, I have questions.
All right, ask your questions.
Okay, then. So, I got a lot of questions. You just answered my cook one. Because I'm like, I done walked up to 6 pots, and I keep getting the pot to sit.
You gotta be holding what you want to cook.
Okay.
And also, not everything that you can put in a pot will result in a delicious meal. Let me just say that. Moving on. Ask your question.
So
question
I'm like, two. I had all these fire seeds, and I had like a bunch of bird legs, and I had a couple of foxes, and
also several bat wings will not make like a chicken finger dinner. Just so that you know. But ask your question so that I may answer them for you.
All right. So we already talked about how to throw things away when you have lower things in your inventory that you don't want to actually carry anymore. How the hell do I get rupees? Because I finally had to sell my opal because I was like, that's all I have. I guess I could sell it maybe. And I found this dude named Beetle. And Beetle's like, I'll buy your pretty stuff. So I sold him the 2 opals I had.
Beetle will take anything you'll sell him. You'll find him generally walking around during the day and or sometimes you'll find him at stables. And depending on what stable he's at, he'll have different things. So you've answered your own question. You sell precious stones to get rupees until you can find these burpees that will just burp out and shit out rupees if you hit them.
I need to know where the shitting out rupee things are.
Where the mountain is.
Because I need to go back to Impatown with some serious money to get some clothing. Because I don't have a cloak. And I bet, just from reading the description on the cloak, that's like, oh, this will protect you from the sun and shit. I'm going to need protection from the sun and shit at some point.
There's going to be clothes that will give you heat resistance or shock resistance. A rubber suit. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need all that.
And so I'm pretty sure that I need the sneaky suit. Now, the sneaky suit, from my deductions, is going to cost me like 1,100 rupees. I got 60 rupees to my name. I don't have any more precious stones.
You need the mountain. You need to go to the mountain.
All right. But so you're going to have to help me get to this mountain because I need money.
So there's that. Eventually, you'll find veins of rocks that you can hit. And those will give you, like, rock salt and flint. And sometimes will give you precious stones like rubies and sapphires and diamonds.
I've been finding lots of wood lately. And I'm like, what I can do with wood?
Well, I mean, you could build fires, and eventually, at one point, there's a big quest chain that will require you to have a whole lot of wood, so I would hold on to your wood if you could. Anyway, but yes.
Oh,
so
I precious can hold stones, my wood.
Precious stones is one way that you can get money. And
so
you can sell those.
I always should sell my precious stone. Any precious stone I get, I should sell it.
Yes, except for, I'll say this, if you could hold on to 10 diamonds, I would for a while, because it's a quest where you'll meet someone who will want them.
Diamond. I'll just be straight getting opals and amber. I get opals and amber.
Like, sell them. And then when you start getting luminous stones, hold on to those too, because one, there's a quest chain for those that will get you diamonds forever. And also, a certain amount of Illuminous Stones will let you dye your shit when you get to Hot No Village, which you ain't there yet, but you'll get there.
I'm supposed to go to Hot No Village so I can find out about finding my memories. That's what people said.
Yeah, you gotta go to Hot No to talk to Robbie, and he'll do other stuff to your Shuka Slate and shit.
Yeah, that's what Impa said. So that was the road that I was trying to go down.
You ain't ready to get to Hot No Village. You ain't ready.
I got full heart.
That ain't enough. How much stamina you got? You're gonna be running from Guardians.
Oh no, I can't be running from no Guardians.
Yeah,
I only got
you ain't
one,
ready.
I only got one circle of stamina.
You gotta go through Hot No 4, and there's like 20 legit Guardian.
I got a horse.
Shells.
My horse not fast
nearby.
Though. I got like a little.
Yeah, and your horses Paquito. Can die. Like I said, horses
yeah,
can
I
die.
Yeah, I can't have Paquito dying. That's a problem.
So we gotta build you
if
up
my horse
a little
dies,
bit first.
I got build no horse at the first. Stable, right? It's not like I can just go back to the stable and there's a new Paquito waiting for me, right?
No, but there is someone who can resurrect your dead horses if you find them. And See, there's all these secrets, but ask me all your questions.
Okay, all right. So I got to sell all my stones to get my money up, keep my diamonds.
Also, as another aside, like I said, Beetle will pay for just about anything you give him. I mean, I would hold on to monster parts because they will become valuable after you find another particular person. When you're cooking food, because, you know, if you're constantly picking up stuff and constantly cooking meals, you can actually sell food to a lot of the vendors, and that will also get you fast money quick. And that's like a free resource because, you know, you could give them several rice balls that only cost you like 2 mushrooms and some rice, and they might pay you 100 rupees for it. So if you have like 10 of those, that's a grand right there.
I don't got no rice. There's rice. I ain't found rice. I found apples. Okay. I be killing goats. I shoot goats a lot. I'm like, Bahram, you. I feel bad when I shoot them because they're like,
yeah.
Then they turn.
Sometimes they charge at you. There's food everywhere. There's rice. There's wheat. You'll find milk. Don't shoot cows.
Don't shoot cows. Okay.
No. Like when you go to towns and you see like cows, because at first I was like, oh, maybe if I shoot cows, I'll get milk. No. No, you'll still only get beef. And people get mad at you when you kill their livestock.
Okay.
For good reason. Also, don't hit no chickens.
I have not hit a single chicken.
Don't.
But I saw a prompt to pick up a chicken, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to do this because this doesn't seem right.
What you can do, though, like if you happen to come across one, you can take one, and if you put it like in a moblin camp or whatever, and like one of the moblins or whatever kicks it or hits it, it will summon a horde of cluckos that will kill all of them. Because there's an unwritten rule about chickens.
So chickens can be weapons.
Yes, but you cannot hit.
But if I drop a chicken in a moblin camp and they hurt the chicken,
then a horde, like literally a twister of cluckos, will show up and will just avenge the harming of, like, it's the women's movement, but for cuckos. Like, you can't hurt one and not hear from all the other ones. Sort of.
All right, that's good to know.
So,
okay,
another
all
question.
Right. All right, so keep my diamonds, keep my luminous stones, sell all other precious stones, make meals, sell those meals. This is how you get your money up.
That's how you get money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does every village have a clothing store? Because I'm tired of looking at these same trifling-ass clothes that don't protect me for hardly shit. I need protection.
So stables do not have clothes, so all main towns. So Kariko Village has a store. Hot No has a store. The Zora Domain has a store that has clothes in it. Actually, no, correction. I shouldn't say that. You'll acquire clothes when you enter Zora's Domain. They do have a general store, though. But you'll get attire from Zora's Domain. And let me tell you, you'll love the attributes on that. And there's also there's clothes that you can get from Gerudo Town. Now, it's really funny because you need girls' clothes to get into Gerudo Town. But once you get into Gerudo Town, you can buy girls' clothes, which is kind of counterproductive. But that's not the point, because you can find girls' clothes outside of that. All those general places, also the Rito have a store. So all the big main places have clothes that will have certain attributes for the area that you're in. Because like when you go to the mount to the volcano, you clearly need heat resistance or like a or an ice sword so that you can navigate, because if you walk in there with anything wooden, it will catch on fire.
Well, you're in the volcano, so that makes sense.
When you're near the boat. So when And if it's raining, because there is the rain mechanic there also, that if you're holding anything metal during an electrical, you know, during lightning and thundering, then you will conduct electricity and it will kill you. This took me 8 passes before I realized that that was the issue. So you have to constantly be switching out your gear depending on where you're at. And sometimes even when you're in the desert, like during the day, it's hot as fuck. But at night, it is cold. So you need to put on your down coat.
Yeah, I had to eat all my mushrooms when I was trying to get to this one shrine on a mountain because I was steadily losing hearts because it was cold as hell. And I didn't realize that that was the problem until I went to my inventory to go get another mushroom. And then I saw Link, like, shivering and chattering his teeth.
So this game is really thinking, like, layers and layers above where most games will take a player. So, like, it's great. Any other questions, bro? Because it sounds like maybe, what, you got, like, 5 billion more?
I got like 5 billion questions because I'm super noob. Let me be very clear. I'm really enjoying this game.
Isn't it immersive? Like you want to do the next thing and then you fall into another thing and then you find out it's been like 13 hours and you're late for work.
I'm not late for work yet, but I could see how that could happen because
it could happen.
I will tell you this. I did spend more time playing this game when I should have been doing some research for class.
Oh no!
It's okay. I got a B+. We're fine. But
okay.
But it could have been an A. What I'm saying is, I got a lot of questions because I've looked at a couple of different guides online, and what's been difficult for me is so many of them tend to describe where you need to go or what you should be looking for, as opposed to showing you. And I'm like, I don't know what you're describing because I don't speak your lingo yet. Because it feels to me like in most of the guides that I've looked at, and I've only looked at 2 because I wanted to make sure that I was like doing shrines. I picked the right shrines. So at the point where the first tower goes up and you have to go up onto the tower and use your sight beyond sight through your Sheikah slate, basically, to binocularize and look at the area so you can find the shrines around you and put markers on them so you could go to them. I saw 5, so I marked all 5. Because, like, you gotta do the, like, there are 3 left on this plateau, so you should do them. And after I finished marking them, I went back to talk to the lantern guy, and he was like, only 3 more. And I was like, wait, so those weren't the 3? And so I spent, like, 45 minutes, no lie, continuing to look around all sides of the tower to see if there were closer shrines that I just didn't see or mark. And finally, I got so tired, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do these 5. And, you know, if these aren't the 5, then maybe the game will be like, I told you to do these ones and show them to me where they were on the map. So I went and I did those 5 shrines. When I finished the 4th one, the guy was like, ho, 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 you've done this. Meet me over here where all these, where the lines of the shrines would interact and make an X. And I'm like, I did 4 shrines. Does that include the original one that you told me to go and do this from, or like what? So like I'm trying to figure out like where all 5 would make a point, and I'm like, it would generally be around here if it's the all 5.
It's the Temple of Time,
right? And I was like, it's probably just the Temple of Time, actually. So let me, so like, that's what I thought literally as I'm walking down, I'm looking at the map. I'm like, it's probably the Temple of Time. I'm like, so I took up my little Sheikah Slate thing and I looked around to see where the Temple of Time was and I put a marker there. And sure enough, I get to the Temple of Time and he's there. I'm like, and it has to be the Temple of Time because it's the only space that he's pointed out as like being really important from 100 years ago. So I went to the Temple of Time. I didn't see him, but I saw that the statue was glowing. So I prayed at the glowing statue, and they were like, hey, I can give you more power. What do you want? More stamina or more hearts? I was like, hearts! I want the life! Give me the life!
So I'm gonna say this to you right now.
I should have done the stamina.
No, here's the thing. So the stamina maxes out at 3 that you can get through hearts, through a shrine gathering. So, and you can make potions and stuff that will increase your stamina beyond that. So, I mean, I was doing 1 of each every time I had 4. So I would do a heart here, stamina here. And then eventually I was like, I need more stamina to want to like get these ponies and shit, right? I would say go for stamina first because it's the first one that will max out. And it will max out at 3 rings.
Well, like I said,
and then
I've done 7 shrines because I'm 1 away from being able to do my next update. Because I went to a statue and like, you don't have 4 of the thingies yet. So you got to do 1 more, but then come and see me. And that's when I went to Impa's town and saw the little statue. So I need to do one more shrine before I can do my next upgrade. So my next upgrade will definitely be stamina, because I've only done one upgrade so far. Because, again, I'm super new in the game. So we talked about money. We talked about managing, you know, inventory. We figured out how to cook, because I didn't know how to cook. And so I just been eating shit raw. I've been treating it like sush.
Mm-hmm.
I take a little veg. I take a little meat. Don't have no rice, because I haven't run into rice yet. So I've just left Kariko Village after talking to Impa, and she was like, go to Hatsuno. So I was making my way to Hatsuno because the bitch said to go to Hatsuno. You say, don't go to Hatsuno. I have my ass handed to me because I'm not ready for Hatsuno. So my question is, what the hell am I ready for? Where should I be going next? Because I am baby Link. I ain't got no money really to speak of. The strongest weapon I have is probably going to break pretty soon because I have the sledgehammer that you picked up in the...
So here's what I'm going to say to you.
That you did
because
the time stop thing. I still have that sledgehammer, but I know it's probably going to break on me soon.
So here's what I'm going to say.
What you going
to
say?
Because if you started to head towards where Hatsuno Village is, you will come across
I was trying to take a shortcut. So you know how when you leave Kariko Village, they show you to the right that there's a road to the right?
Yeah.
I am not on that road. I went left.
Okay, well.
So I should go back on the road?
Well, I'm just going to say this.
I'm asking you to tell me the advice.
However way you go, you could head as if you're heading towards where Hatsuno Village is. However, you wouldn't be able to see that because you don't have the tower that shows you exactly where that is. But you want to be going, like, northeast-ish. Depending on how you go, you'll end up, and I'll just tell you, you'll end up near you'll end up near Zora's domain. I would suggest that you go to Zora's domain, because one, when you get there, you'll get a new piece of armor. It's Zora armor, and the great thing about Zora armor is it will allow you to swim up waterfalls, which will be beneficial for you moving forward. Also, I would even say, like, get your potions and elixirs, learn how to make those, make some food, and go after the divine beast Mado, I think is the one that's there. And it's an elephant. When you go through that divine beast, and if you win it, which I imagine you will, you get a guardian ability. The Zora champion, who actually had a thing for Link. Like, it's really cute how they've established the world. But her ability resurrects you when you die, and it brings you back with more stamina than what you had when you died and more hearts than you have. So, and this ability keeps happening even after all your, yeah. So you have four hearts right now, right?
Yeah. I got four.
So hearts. you go and you do this divine beast and you get Mipha's grace and it looks like a little elephant and it's a passive one. So it happens. So like you're walking, here comes a moblin. It's like a black moblin because the colors actually dictate how tough the enemy is.
Yeah, I haven't seen any black moblins yet. I've just been
You will as your levels go up. But blues are not nice either.
Yeah.
But all right, so you got four star. You got four hearts. You beat Mado. You get Mipha's grace. You run into like three blue moblins and they ready to fuck your Christmas. And they do.
Yeah.
And like one swipes you, your hearts go away. And then you hear Mipha's voice. You come back, and now you got eight hearts and three bars of stamina that can't be taken away. Like,
what?
It's a night. Yeah. The guardian abilities are pretty fucking sweet. So she gives you a start over, and she beefs you up. Now, you only have one use until it recharges again, but it has saved me from a lot of raping. So I would suggest heading towards Zora's domain first.
So here's the thing. This is the thing. This is shit, okay, that really got me mad. So real quick, when I was talking with Impa was like, yo, this is where the four beasts are, and showed me the glowing dots on the map. And then I finished talking with Impa, and those glowing dots are not on the map anymore. So I don't know where the fuck they are.
So when you go into your inventory, you can go into your adventure log, and you can go to the part that says main quests, and then you select reviving the divine beasts,
and then
dots will show back up.
Okay, see?
That's right.
This is a question, because I'm like, how are you going to tell me to go do these things in these areas, and then it's not on my map?
It's on your map. You just got to select, you know. It's like going to Yelp. It's like, hey, Yelp, I'd like pizza. But you're just saying it to the Yelp app, and you're not like, restaurants with pizza. And then, bloop, the little markers show up. That's all you got. It's just like operating a phone with an app on it. So it's I don't know where my shit
is. User-friendly. Is it because I lost all my damn memories?
I don't know where my Bose at. Let me go through my photos. Oh, look, I have a whole folder of Bose. Boop. That's essentially what it is, bro.
All right. So you're saying go to the Zora area.
I would say
don't
go there
with
first.
Don't Hato yet, because I'm not ready for Hato. No,
because
it's going to be a Hato mess if I go to Hato.
Once you've gone through Zora's domain, because there are two shrines right in the Zora domain area. Actually, three, depending on which way you go. So you can hit those three shrines.
Yeah.
Boom. After you beat the Divine Beast, you actually get a heart by beating the Calamity Ganon essence that's in there. So you get a heart on top of that. So then you're close to having two hearts by the end of it and some gear that will allow you to, you know, not run through your stamina by swimming up waterfalls that will also give you some height, because then you shoot up like a Zora and then you use your paraglider. So, like, this could help you get through places a lot faster that would lead you to getting the Hato without getting raped by Guardians.
I don't want to just get stomped.
Because right now, Guardians are going to hurt you a lot. I mean, granted, they still hurt me now, but I'm just not very good at blocking their shots with shields, which you'll have to learn. And it's pretty awesome if you can get the timing right, but I've never been good with time. So, with that being said, is there any other really big question?
I have seen people play in this game, and there's like all kinds of things that are marked up on their maps. It looks like they can see where seeds are.
Korok seeds. Yes.
How does that happen? I want to see where the things are so I know where to go. Because my biggest thing right now in the game, all honesty, is I don't know where to go. And I can go anywhere. And I keep going into places that I really shouldn't be going because my ass is not strong enough for it. And I die. And I'm tired of seeing all these red damn X's on my map.
Okay. So let me answer this question for you. It's very much like Grand Theft Auto, where as soon as you took over a territory, you could see where everything was on the map. Like, you got access to this, so you know where all the money points are, where all the mini games are, and that's great. Breath of the Wild don't work like that. So when you're on your giant map and you can pin things, like when you go into your Seek a Sense and whatever, like you can put active pins, like the glowy ones. But there are also stamps that you can put. So when you find a treasure chest in an area, you can go to your map and zoom in to where you actually are. And you, friend, put those markers there. The game's not giving you anything. It's up to you to mark where you find your shit. Did you just say damn it? Because Yeah,
that's what I said.
You do the work. So, like, me personally right now, I've been putting stones down. Like, whenever I find, like, the rock veins that will give me stones, I mark those because those guys replenish a lot. Like, when you find chests and stuff, it's advantageous, but the chests don't repopulate stuff in them. So I don't keep track of those. When I'm exploring an area and I want to get into the middle of it, I'll put a star down and I will travel to that star. And if I find things along the way, you populate your map. No one does the work for you. You're the hero who does all the work. They won't just give that to you. You earn that. You do that. You give all that information. That's something for you to do. And that's only if you want to. You don't have to. But, you know, the next time you're looking for Illuminous Stones, you don't know where the fuck they are because you ain't marking where you found them.
Got it.
So that's that. Granted, what I can do to help you out is I can take a screenshot of my map and I can give it to you so you can see where some shit is.
That's really the resource that I need, is I need a visual map.
You want someone to do the work for you.
I don't need all the work done. I need like a beginner's guide to not getting your ass handed to you in the Breath of the Wild. That's what need. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Like this. You go to Zora first. Don't go to Hato. Hato is a no-no for you right now for where you are.
Towards Hato, but I would not avoid all things to get to Hato.
Okay,
because that's up in the Akala region, and that there's a lot of blacks and reds up there.
Yeah,
blacks, reds, and silvers in terms of bosses. And if you're not good with that parrying, that thrust, and that shield work, then you're gonna be.
I've not used my shield yet. I got like
You could shield surf. We didn't get into that, but that's not the point.
What?
Yeah,
I thought I was doing something when I got my paraglider and I died because I'm like, okay, I was on the top of the building. It was like, catch some wind and hit X. So I jumped off the building and I didn't get the prompt to hit X. So I'm like hitting X and nothing's happening and I fell off the cliff and died. And I'm like, well, that paraglider don't work for shit. So then it starts So then it starts me back on top of the cliff and I walk off the cliff off this little tiny hill and it's like X. And I was like, I'm already down on the ground. It took no life. Like, what is going on, game? What are you doing? Go home, game. You are drunk. And then after that, it didn't fuck up anymore. And anytime I caught air, my paraglider would work. Then when I went into the wind shrine where you have to catch the wind, I took like 6 attempts at catching the wind and I never caught it high enough. So I would just keep dying, which of course eats part of my hearts. So I was pissed off about that. So I had to go and find a video on YouTube to see that I needed to take a running start from the back of the steps and jump to get high enough. Like, there's no clues about that kind of shit.
No, they want you to figure it out.
Through trial and error. That's eating my hearts, motherfucker. Trial and error should not happen and cost me hearts. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Trial and error should maybe, like, cost me a rupee. Okay? But not
which
life.
You only got 60 of them, so...
Yeah, I only got 60 rupees, so we gotta be real... Gotta be real about how much trial and error we do. I have to do a risk assessment for the risk and reward on this because I got 60 rupees. I ain't got no money. I just got a horse. I'm broke as hell. It's Friday. Like, that's where I'm at. But I am enjoying the game. Like, it is absolutely beautiful. I love how well music is used in the game, and it's not just like a constant barrage in your face. It really is part of the environment, and so it just, there are, you know, some short times when the melody comes in, and so I know that I'm like getting ready to go into an area that probably has enemies, or there's a camp, or, you know, there's something freaky. I haven't come across any Octoroks yet, but I came across these lizard things, and I only realized that I came across the lizard things because they started spitting at me.
Octoroks, they suck. Because they can shoot projectiles at you, and they're very good at it. But have arrows.
I always have arrows. I don't always have flame arrows, but I always have arrows on me at all times. Just so, you know, I can at least try to slow somebody down and then run away. I've gotten very good at kiting moblins. So, like, I set bomb traps. And then I go back into an area so that the alarm moblin will go off and they'll all come running out and try to get in my direction. Then I'll blow up bombs and I'll figure out where their line is as far as how far they'll go before they turn back to go to their hidey hole back in the camp. And then I'll set a new line of bomb traps and let and just rinse and repeat until I knock out, you know, at least half of the blue guys that are in the camp before I just go and decimate the red guys that are left. That's how I deal with moblin camps. Then I get my
Work. Eventually you'll start finding metal boxes near them and you can just pick those up with magnesis and then drop them on their heads and kill them.
Yeah, I try to use whenever possible, if it happens when I'm in a shrine, magnesis, if I can find a metal box to fuck up the baby time guardians, as I call them, because they look like little baby guardians that shoot lasers at you. So I try to find a metal box to just repeatedly bang them with.
So that's smart.
They're hard to get a beat on when you're such a baby Link. So I try to use that to my advantage. So I try to use my environment at all times to my advantage because I know that I'm baby Link and I got baby Link, like, abilities right now. But I gotta say, I need, like, the idiot's intro guide. Until you get this beefy, this is the shit you should grind on kind of guide for the game. Because, like, even I looked at IGN for one section for one thing that I was just... The water one, where you have the wall that you have to, like, force the ball to go the other way.
Yes.
That shrine took me forever to figure out what the fuck I was supposed to do. And so I realized that I was like, no, I need to stop the ball from going down this pivot, but I couldn't figure out how. Like, it didn't hit my brain that entire wall was a water wall and I could just create freeze blocks. Because I realized that I could create multiple freeze blocks.
You can create three.
And I should have known, because I could use multiple bombs, that I could use multiple freeze blocks. So then I was like, okay, so I figured that out, but I wasn't sure where I needed to place them. And my dumbass was standing in the wrong spot, and I stayed there for a good 20 minutes trying to, through trial and error, figure out where to place them. And so finally I watched this video and I saw the guy standing on the other platform, you know, across from one, so you could actually see where the ball was hitting and not guess how high the ball was hitting. And I was like, you dumbass, of course you stand here. That's why there's a whole side over here for you to walk on. You stand here and look at the water wall and then you place your blocks. My only difficulty, and so this is where I kind of go back and forth, and again, I don't have any bad things to say about the game. I have no problem with the camera. I have no problem with the mechanics of the game. What I do have an issue is with use the Joy-Cons in the slider thing to make them a controller. They still have motion control. So sometimes when I'm aiming at stuff and I think I'm dead on, it ends up moving because my hand twitches, and the Joy-Cons pick that up as motion and actually move my sight. So I'm thinking that I might need to get a pro controller in order to play a game like Zelda's where it doesn't track that motion. Because that's what was fucking me up with the ice wall thing. It was like I'd line up where I was going to put the ice wall and then it would shift a little bit to the right or shift a little bit to the left. And I realized it was because of the tremor in my hand and the camera was following the motion of my Joy-Cons and the controller thing. And I don't know if that's something I could turn off or not. So if any of you guys listening know that is something you can turn off, just like in the controls or something, let me know so I can turn that off, because that would really make my life a lot easier. Because there are times that's where just, I'm like,
you need some of the use for some of the shrines, you're gonna need to use that tilt. So
for real,
yeah, there's like four that I've encountered so far that are complete and utter bitches, because you have to, you put the ball in the maze, and then you have to tilt the maze to get the ball to go, but some of the walls aren't there, so it can fall out, and you gotta start over.
Oh, son of a monkey bitch.
There are cheats for those, so I could give you cheats for two of them, but two of them you have to do.
Oh, monkey bitch. All right, but anyway, I'm really having a great time playing this game, and I am super, super stoked that I picked up a Switch and I am playing this game, because Mario Kart, unless you have multiple friends that you're playing with online, or you know, dedicated people that you're playing with online, there really isn't much of a draw. It's not for me as fun as a single player game as it is with playing with my friends, and I don't have a full party of 8 friends that have a Switch to play Mario Kart 8. But I'm really enjoying the Zelda game. They did a fantastic job. It feels like a grown-up Zelda game, if that makes sense. It feels like the first time that Zelda has been grown up. It feels like a Zelda game that's made for me now to play as an adult, as opposed to a Zelda game designed to appeal to get kids into Zelda, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to be playing this thing through to kill Ganon, because fuck Ganon. I don't know if I'm going to collect all the things, but I definitely want to collect as many of the damn shrines and Kokoroku.
I would get all 4 of the Divine Beasts, because you obviously need that for plot.
Well, yeah.
But I would get as many shrines as you feel you need in terms of hearts after you get your... You want full stamina. I want to tell you that right now. I'd also say that you would probably want to find the Great Fairy Fountains, because those fairies allow... Yeah.
Fairies.
They're giant fairies. Very much like the fairy fountains that you, the fairy lake that you found in the first Zelda game. There are fairy fountains that you'll get these giant fairy women who will enhance your armor and shit and make it better if you have certain stuff on you. And there's 5 of them, and one of those fairies revives dead horses. Like I said, there's so much to this game that you want to find them to enhance your gear so that you can take on.
I gotta find them all, don't I?
And then I also say this, you're gonna wanna, you definitely wanna find the sword, like Link's sword.
The master sword.
And that's easy to find. Getting it is kind of more of a bitch. Also, you're gonna wanna find his shield, which is also super easy to find, but a bitch to get. I currently have both of them. Granted, your master sword and your Helion shield are not the strongest shield and sword in the game, and the Master Sword can, in fact, break.
What?
So you don't want to be, yes, so you don't want to be wielding it all the time, because it can, in fact, break. I have not used it. Like, I refuse to use it. Now, the sad thing is, at one point, you get a house, and I'm, like, running into stuff here, but you get a house that you can put shit in, and you can get gear, trophy holder things that can hold shields and bows and stuff, but you can never put up your master sword, because it's your destined sword. You have to carry that with you. But I don't use my master sword because, one, I am a Leroy Jenkins kind of link.
I am too. I want to be. I want to be a Leroy Jenkins kind of link. That's why I need the stuff. I need the money because I need the armor and I need the stamina. And I need
But even though I know I'm a Leroy Jenkins kind of link, I know I'm not going to run in and take on a moblin with my master sword and let it break when I need it for Ganon. So I use all my other weapons and never touch my master sword because it has an intended purpose. And I can help you get both of those things and tell you how to get them and where to get them and how to get to the places to get them. But you could not take the master sword the way that you are right now because you need a certain amount of hearts because it drains your life as you're pulling it. So you need to have a certain amount of hearts and you don't have that yet. So that's not attainable for you yet. But when you get there, I will most certainly help you with that.
Okay, yeah. So this is what I feel like needs to happen. I feel like what we need to do, Panda, and then I'm going to wrap this up, is you just need to come over to the
house. The great thing about Switch is that you can bring the Switch to my house.
Okay, we could go to your house. I'm thinking, though, we might want to stream this. People might find it funny. So I could just bring the streaming stuff over there. But I feel like I need to have some Breath of the Wild gaming sessions at your place. And you need to tell me the things to do. And I will do those things. That's what I feel like needs to happen. Because I just bring my Switch and put it in your dock.
And then play it off of my TV.
And play it off
of my TV. I can tell you how to do what you gotta do.
You can tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, I could do that.
We could do that. So maybe we'll do that. Because I need a guided tour of Breath of the Wild. Because right now, I got me some red X's, and I ain't playing Hollywood Squares, so
circle gets the square.
Exactly. No, but I'm absolutely enjoying it. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, I highly recommend that you try the Zelda game.
I mean, you could also have a Wii U.
You can also play Breath of the Wild on the Wii U. And if you have that system, you absolutely should have this game for sure. I'm going to be playing it for a while. Much longer than I thought I was going to be playing it. Is a little bit difficult because Prey is also out there.
No, the demo for Prey sucks balls. It's bad. It's very bad. And you don't like jump scares, so I can't see you playing Prey, dog. Let me say this to you right now. It's like Dead Space, except there are these aliens that mimic, like, coffee mugs and shit, so you just can't go around picking things up because you might pick up a mimic that will rape your face. And it has horrible sound design right now, or at least in the demo. So you really don't want to put any energy into that right now. No, you want to wait until they've fixed their shit. My calm-ass husband, who is good at games, was like, fuck this game.
Okay. There's also Injustice 2 right around the corner.
That might be more your speed.
And I still haven't jumped into Ghost Recon Wildlands yet. So I got, like, a lot of games that require time coming around the corner. I gotta tighten this up. But let me be real, I'm probably gonna be playing Zelda. So, with that, that's what I got for this week. Make sure that you check out all of our reviews and get all of our podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, which we hope that you did, you can subscribe to our podcast. We put the feeds right on our website, electricsisterhood.com. You can also check out our news and reviews from everybody on the writing team on the site there. That includes everybody from all of our family shows. That includes B3Crew.com with KBD, with his weekly podcast, No Borders, No Race. That includes HamsterMan2049 that you can check out at SmashRook.com, who does live streams every Wednesday night at 9 Eastern of old and new games. That includes Phil the Issues Guy with Phil's recap and review on YouTube and the archive on his site, IssuesProgram.com. That includes our homie, Louis Hendricks, and his entire team over at NerdCrave.com. Everybody's writing stuff. Everybody's reviewing stuff, whether it's video game related, comic book related, just nerdy in general. We are talking about it at ElectricSisterhood.com. So make sure that you check out all of our sites. You bookmark all of them. You check out all of our sites. We talk about everything from indie music to comic book, anime, manga, video games, tabletop games. Again, if it's nerdy, we are talking about it on our sites and our respective digital channels, YouTube, Twitch, you name it. We're pretty much everywhere. I'm probably going to be on Beam Pro soon, guys. So streaming is coming. Be ready. Be ready. You check out our great unboxing videos. KBD's been doing some awesome, awesome anime loot crates from Loot Crate on our YouTube channel. So make sure that you check out youtube.com/electricsisterhood to get a peek at those. We've got more coming. You definitely want to engage with us on social. If there's a game that you want us to check out, or an anime, or a manga, and you want us to talk about it on the show, recommend it. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh, or Twitter or Instagram at ESH News, and be like, yo, you guys should talk about blah, 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 because I think it'd be really interesting if you hear what Panda has to say about it. And if we take your recommendation, we'll give you a shout-out in the show. So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next time, folks.
Peace, bitches.
Ta-doo.